This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Dave Uram, and here's what's happening. Police are searching for the person they say shot a 16-year-old boy Friday night in Strawberry Mansion, North Philadelphia. It happened around 11:30. Authorities say the teen was shot in the left shoulder and leg. Officers found 5 9mm shell casings at the scene. The boy was taken to the hospital and listed in stable condition. The suspect is described as a man in a black hooded sweatshirt. Investigators are working to locate the gunman and determine a motive. Police urge anybody with information to contact the shooting investigation group or to leave an anonymous tip at 215-686-TIPS. Governors of both parties have signed on to a letter to electric grid operator PJM asking for more input on how to meet growing energy demands. Here's KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Republican governors from Virginia and Tennessee have joined several Democrats, including Pennsylvania's Josh Shapiro and New Jersey's Phil Murphy, in asking for PJM to enact fundamental changes and appoint new leadership to restore confidence as two board members and the CEO are leaving. Shapiro and Murphy say the Valley Forge-based PJM must do more to give states a voice in how to meet increasing energy demands. Democrats in Trenton, including Assemblywoman Heather Simmons, say the issues at PJM have been well documented this past year, including being slow to approve solar projects.
PJM has to be a partner here, not a roadblock. We need to deliver affordable, reliable energy. And the only way we're going to do that is when the states all come together, as they're doing now, in a bipartisan effort to say the states need a seat at this table.
The states are expected to meet with PJM next week to review nominations for vacant or soon-to-be-vacant leadership positions. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Senator Sharif Street held his fourth annual community baby shower in North Philadelphia Saturday afternoon. KYW Sonny Morgan explains new moms had the chance to receive free supplies like diapers, as well as access to educational workshops.
Plenty of parents and their little ones were at Aramark Star Complex at Temple University, checking out the information tables and grabbing much-needed supplies. Senator Sharif Street says in past years, they've served around 1,000 mothers in need.
In addition to all the resources that are being distributed to people, in terms of physical resources like Pampers and bassinets, there's also a lot of resources in terms of information, how to access health systems, what are the challenges that you will have as a new mother, and addressing those issues is critically important.
Lori Henry came with her daughter, who's pregnant with her first grandchild.
I am hoping to get information, more knowledge to help her as she goes through her process. How to be confident, how it's okay to be scared, and how it's okay to be nervous.
Lanisha was with her partner and 9-month-old and shared advice for those becoming new parents.
New parents, new moms, new dads, just take your time with parenting. It's a new journey for everyone. Love on your children, love on each other, be safe. Family is the most important thing that you have going.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Once Upon a Nation is looking for the next generation of storytellers. A contest is being held for kids to write a story about their history hero. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Three stories!
17-year-old Zoe Levenstein of Fairmount is getting paid for the first time as a Once Upon a Nation storyteller. She tells free stories about history makers at the spot where history was made. Zoe participated in the My History Hero contest three times over the years. One of the times, she wrote about abolitionist, suffragist, and poet Frances Watkins Harper.
We were at a civil rights museum in Atlanta. My family had taken a trip there, and we saw her name on a plaque. There's not that much online about her, but I did get in contact with a PhD student who was doing her writing on Frances Watkins Harper. I emailed her a couple questions, little 10-year-old Zoe, and she got back to me. So I think I did base a lot of my little like one-pager on what I'd learned from this this PhD student.
Kids 8 through 12 years old are invited to write 50 to 200 words on a historic figure. The deadline for submissions has been extended to the end of business on Monday. Future storyteller winners will be paired with professional storytellers and will get to perform their story on August 2nd from a storytelling bench in the historic district. More information can be found at historicphiladelphia.org/future. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Well, as the new Superman movie soars above its box office competition, people who knew the leading man when he was just a kid from Philadelphia reflect on his secret origins. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
Before he was the Man of Steel, David Corn Sweat was a local high school student who participated in Upper Darby Summer Stage. Andrew Staub was another local teen who attended the musical theater camp.
I met him in 2008 when we did two shows together. We did Peter Pan, which was the first show of the season, and then we did Pinocchio.
Staub says during that formative summer, he and Corn Sweat and some other friends would regularly play games together and have lunch.
We would just kind of hang out in those quiet moments where you don't have to be on stage, you're not responsible or anything, and just kind of be kids. And specifically, we were all just a bunch of nerds talking about Star Wars, whatever big important things that were happening in the nerd world in 2008.
He says watching Corn Sweat's career blossom has been a pretty cool experience, but seeing him on the big screen as Superman?
It's a surreal experience because he's such a down-to-earth and nice guy that when he was up there, you could kind of still see that bleeding through the character a little bit.
I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And it's been a whirlwind offseason for Penn State hockey. Fresh off its first ever trip to the Frozen Four, the Nittany Lions landed Gavin McKenna, who many believe is a top NHL draft prospect next season. KYW's Vic Raghupathy has more from Penn State's head coach.
Our culture has always been ultra competitive.
That's about to be even truer for Guy Gadowski's Nittany Lions. Penn State's D1 men's hockey program has only existed since 2012, and few things signify just how far the program has come, like earning the commitment of Gavin McKenna.
He is a very, very special athlete who thinks very differently, and I'm going to enjoy watching him.
McKenna was honored as the most outstanding player across Canada's major junior leagues after potting 41 goals and dishing 88 assists in 56 games for Medicine Hat in the WHL. This is the first year major junior players are eligible for the NCAA, and McKenna committed to Penn State 3 months after the Nittany Lions reached their first ever Frozen Four. Gadowski's been at the helm since day one.
For all the people that worked so hard to get this off the ground, your vision was correct. It's working.
The relatively rapid rise has cast the program in a whole new light. McKenna's being joined by first-round NHL draft pick Jackson Smith and Gadowski's son Mac, who is just named best defenseman in his conference at Army.
We did not have these expectations when you start from a club program. Well, I can tell you it's better to have the expectations than not. This is where everybody wants to go.
Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Dave Uram. Listen anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.